So it was really bad, that the police could come patrolling through the reserve several times a night. And if your lights are on, they come right to the door. Why are your lights on? In those days, it wasn't even electricity. It was like a gas lamp or a coal oil lantern. Come knock on the door, check what you're up to while you're up that time of the night. So you can't be up late at night without, causing the police to be suspicious. There was no street lights. There's nothing. So quite often, people, when they started, and if they wanted to party or socialize, cover the windows with heavy blankets, and so that the police don't come and check. There's a bunch of fugitives.
And they just come right in and...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They'd come right in and look around. If there's any booze there, they had the right to take any liquor that's around the house, mm-hmm. if there's ever any.
And they came into the house one time when you were in bed, right?
Yeah, woke up and the police were standing by the bed. We were both in bed, my husband and I were sleeping. And I don't know how he came in, if the door had been left unlocked or... But there were two police officers with a flashlight shining in our face, and wake up to that. It's quite startling. I don't know what they were doing. If they were looking for someone else, I can't remember what their excuse was. Yeah. It's weird. So thank goodness it's not like that anymore. They had more right than, never given a person, people, an opportunity to defend themselves. If you're found guilty, you're guilty. Mm-hmm. In their eyes, right? There's no way to... that little jailhouse in the town site used to be always full of our people on the weekends. It was okay now for them to go to the pub. Mm-hmm. So, you drink all you want there, the men did. And when you left there, if you were staggering, you ended up in the jail. And it got to the point where it would be quite full, and they even put women in there with the men. Yeah, anyway, we were over visiting Rose and Alec, and they were logging buddies. They were always talking logging talk and that. And so I'm sitting in the main living room with Rose, and we're visiting, and Alec and my husband were sitting off in a room. There was a bedroom there, and they were sitting there talking and visiting. Next thing you know, a police officer comes through the door, and there's just a curtain on the door. There's no door, just a curtain to cover the doorway. So hearing the police come in, I guess they put their bottle on the window ledge in that little room, and the lights are on. Of course, it's dark. Yeah, what's going on in here? That's how it used to be, The police would just walk in. What are you guys up to? And it's like you're scolded or, real rough. It's not anything like, oh, how are you today kind of thing, I was just passing through, checking to see if you're okay. No, it was, what are you up to? Where's your husband? And right away, Alec came out of the bedroom and, oh, officers. And by then, he's kind of, jagged already. In the meantime, they put that bottle on the ledge, and there's a curtain. So the officer went there, I guess, looked around, didn't see any bottle there or anything. So left and went out through the kitchen and around the house, and there was like a walkway going down by the house. I guess when he looked like that at that window, he seen this bottle on the ledge, comes back in, goes tromping into that bedroom, grabs that bottle and walks out with it. So of course Alec and my husband were really upset by they took away their bottle of whiskey, followed the police officers outside, and they're jabbering away like a couple of magpies, you know, and they're you can't do that to us, you know. That's our right. We can't, you know, paid a lot of money for that bottle, and blah, blah, blah. Officer just ignored them, went in his vehicle. So they kind of went around the vehicle, Alex on one side, and, you know, Dad's on the other side, and they're nattering at the officer from both windows in the police car. You can't do this to us. You know, we got our rights, Alec was saying. You know, I was in the army. I served in the war. And what did he say he was? He was a, I was in the 47th Brigade, he said. I don't know if he knew what that meant. And the officer was standing there, and I'm over on one side, and I'm telling, you know, my husband, come with me, just let's go home. In the meantime, the officer had spilled that whiskey right on the road, you know, by the vehicle, upended the bottle, spilled all that whiskey out. And he said, now you go home. He was telling that to us, like me and my husband were standing there. I wasn't drinking at all myself, but I was telling him, let's go, you know, let's go home. Before you get arrested, let's go. Oh, they were nattering at the police officer. Finally, the police officer just left. Left him there. And yeah, they were very disgruntled about their whiskey being poured down the out of the bottle and onto the road. It was just always like a catch me if you can, hide and seek, and always hiding from the law over nothing. And one time we're at his other friend's place, which was at Charlie and Bessie's, Charlie Peters. And it was a beautiful day like this, and they're sitting outside on the grass close to the house. And this police car came whipping up the driveway off the main highway because they lived up on the highway. Officer pulls in and just went up to him, and Charlie got up and he ran and he went down the bank. There's a steep bank there. He went tumbling down the bank. He was running away from the police. And of course, my husband, being stubborn, wanted to argue. He's just sitting there, you know, not doing anything wrong. We're just here visiting. And officer went and looked over the bank, and Charlie's way down there. There's a lot of bush down there. It didn't bother him, just left him. Okay, you're coming with me. And he didn't want to go. He's digging his heels in. So I'm helping the officer to help him, help put him in the car. I said, come on. I said, you go with the officer, you know. Because I was worried they would beat him or really rough him up. So I'm helping the officer put him in the police car. Go. Gosh, just for nothing. You're sitting there minding your own business, but I guess you're breaking the law.